Martin jogged down the steep path which led to the river and flashed her card at the constable on the cordon. "I'll take you to Dr. Walsh, ma'am," he said, turning away from her. "Don't bother. I'll find him. You'd better stay here and watch for marauders."
"They'll all be sleeping off their hangovers this early in the day," the constable sniffed.
Martin carried on past him and headed to the tent, briefly acknowledging the various soccos who stood around, waiting for the call to start the minutiae of their investigation. As she pulled on her protective shoe covers and plastic gloves, she noticed the outline of what must be a boathouse further upriver, bunting flapping forlornly from its roof, detritus of some sort scattered in front of it over the dewy grass. Martin bent to open up the tent flap before peering inside.
"D.I. Martin?"
The man who spoke was crouched over the shape of a girl. He considered Martin with a frown as she edged inside stiffly where body heat fused with the dank smell of sodden ground.
"When DCI Butterworth said you'd be the SIO, I assumed he meant a man. Sorry?"
He didn't sound sorry, Martin thought. Perhaps if she was called D.I. Flowers, she could prevent the continual assumption that she was male, although why her sex actually mattered, she wasn't entirely sure. She chose to ignore the stab of irritation this caused